بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially towards the latter years of his life, there would be many wufood and delegations that would come to Medina Munawwara to meet and take advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, a particular wafd, a delegation comes, which is known as Wafdu Abdul Qais, the Abdul Qais tribe. When they reach Medina Munawwara, the members of this particular tribe, in anticipation, excitement, that we are now going to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they leave their animals outside the masjid, they leave their luggage very haphazardly, and they rush into the masjid to go and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the leader of this particular tribe, a person by the name of Ashaj, he stays back, he ties the animals properly outside the masjid, he takes the luggage, he places them neatly on one side, he takes a bath, he puts on clean clothing, he makes himself presentable, and only after taking care of all of this does he come into the masjid to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam addresses him and says, إِنَّ فِيكَ لَخَصْلَتَيْنِ يُحِبُّهُمَ اللَّهِ, that there are two qualities that you have within yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves very dearly. One is that you are very tolerant, you have hilm, tolerance. And the second is that you are non-impulsive. You do things with proper deliberation and thought. You don't just rush into matters. You plan and prepare yourself, and thereafter you do what you need to do. And despite the fact that you have this quality within you, your entire tribe just rushed. They didn't wait and take care of their belongings and their animals. But you were tolerant, you didn't rebuke them, you didn't scold them, you assisted them, and thereafter you came into the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these qualities. We find this same attribute of tolerance, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam for. Inna Ibrahim ala awwahun halim. Allah says Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was awwah. He would always turn to us, halim. He had tolerance within him. When he invited his father to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he was met with a lot of resistance, a lot of verbal abuse that was given to him. But despite all of this, despite his people not accepting his message, he still says to them, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي, that I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. I will not curse you, I will not make baddua for you. So he also had this quality of tolerance. And we find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many examples where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also exercised tolerance, patience, sabr. On one occasion in Makkah Mukarramah, Sahaba come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say to him that we have been undergoing persecution and torment at the hands of the Quraysh for a lengthy period of time, and now it is becoming very difficult for us to bear these difficulties. So why don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy them, to punish them? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, Inni lam ubath la'anan, I have not been sent into this world to curse people and to make baddua for them. Wa innama bu'ithtu rahmatan, but I have been sent as a mercy to mankind. So here also he exercises tolerance. In Medina Munawwara as well, in the battle of Uhud, we find when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically injured and the pins of the helmet that he was wearing penetrated his Mubarak cheek, blood began to drip down his face. In this condition also, Sahaba say to him that why don't you curse these people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wipes the blood off his cheeks and he says, Oh Allah, forgive my people, they do not know what they are doing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exercised tolerance in his life as well. And we find, especially during the month of Ramadan, this attribute or this quality is tested within us. A person goes home, he's fasting the entire day, and he's waiting to partake of meals. Perhaps when he reaches home, the meals are not prepared. There's been some delay, or the house is untidy, the children are not listening, whatever it may be. Different situations present themselves, and a person has to then exercise tolerance, patience, just as these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam had this quality within their life. We are also exhorted to try and bring this within our lives. And especially now as we reach the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and tonight i'tikaf will start as well. Those who will sit in i'tikaf will also have to have tolerance. We will be sharing space with different people, confined space, people of different backgrounds, different upbringings, different morals, different character, different mindset. We will be away from the comfort of our homes. And therefore there will be many situations that will arise where we want to say something, perhaps some dispute will arise, some argument will break out. But here again, we try and exercise tolerance. It's just a short space of time. And those who are not sitting in i'tikaf as well, we are used to the masjid being in a certain way. The masjid is always clean. There's enough place. Perhaps a person has a place where he normally sits in the masjid. He has a Quran that he normally uses or a chair that he normally sits on. And now we'll find the mu'takifin might be sitting in the place we normally occupy. They're using the Quran that we normally read from. Or they have taken the chair that we normally sit on. So all of these situations, a person has the ability or the opportunity arises to express his anger, to start some dispute, to start some fight. But a person tries and has some tolerance within him, some sabr, some patience, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a quality that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah loves very dearly. And Allah will then send His mercy on this person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the remainder of the itikaf and the remainder of the month of Ramadan very easy. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.